This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Brandt Grain Carts. Walking around next week's Farm Progress show, it'll be hard not to think about the dynamic changes coming along for the industry. I'll talk about that coming up after this. Farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field, which is why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairies, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out made in the USA swing-away augers and other products specifically for U.S. corn and soybean growers at their 200,000-square-foot plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Get the story firsthand at the Farm Progress Show at Boone, August 28th through the 30th. You'll see Brandt grain carts at the combine demos each day at 11, but plan to stop by their lot, too. It's easy to remember, Lot 101. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. Want to be number one? Then get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. As closely as we follow the farm equipment industry, I'm sure next week at the Farm Progress Show in Iowa, we'll be surprised many times with the new advances coming along. And the equipment industry is looking at some very important realities over the next 25 years, and that was surfaced by a research report commissioned by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. The report written by the Context Network, as it is called. That report indicated that indeed there is the changing farm structure over the next 25 years. There's a massive shift coming in farm ownership that will change the face of American agriculture, driven largely by the aging demographics of today's farmers. There will continue to be the accelerating adoption of precision ag technology. That report, commissioned by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, showed that precision ag tech, already in use to be sure, but the next 25 years will determine who the dominant players will be, and fierce competition is expected. The report said the latest wave of technology will provide substantial improvements in farming practices. Equipment manufacturers will be forced to either innovate and change with the times or become irrelevant in the market, the report said. And the report also pointed out that with more large farms using a growing array of technological advances to maximize productivity, farmers will have a greater need for sound advice from a trusted advisor, and that equipment manufacturers have a generational opportunity to fill that role. The most valued service providers are able to interpret information and provide recommendations with a total enterprise perspective of the operation. And ultimately, the role of that trusted advisor, according to this report, will fall to whomever the growers share their data with and will help the farmer manage and interpret that data. I'll be back after this.